From Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Now, it's a little bit flat, but I think there's enough in there to be positive about the dairy, isn't there?
Well, I think you have to be, don't you? Because when all else fails, when all else is looking tough, there's always the global dairy trade auction to look forward to, isn't there? Because, I mean, it has been a bright light in 2026 so far. You've had that big rebound in the global dairy trade index after we were getting a little bit worried in that second half of last year, weren't we? Because prices sort of fell for 6 months. And I think it's also important to note that you've got a pretty uncertain backdrop with this conflict continuing in the Middle East, which is generally, I would say, unsettling for financial markets. So, yeah, stable overnight, Mike. Global Dairy Trade Index registering a 0.1% lift. And in the current environment, I agree with you. I think stable is actually a reasonably positive outcome. Now, the commodity that's been doing the heavy lifting is skim milk powder, and it has continued its strong run. It's up 5.2%, been on absolute tear since December. However, this is the only little wrinkle overnight. The other marquee product is whole milk powder, and that's fallen 4%, but after five auctions of positive numbers. Overall, Mike, I think price levels are stable, just stable and strong. I think the industry will welcome the outcome overnight.
Right, let's talk mints. So first of all, before we get exercised, as we inevitably
do. I don't eat mints.
Well, no, do you not? You're missing something. Anyway, the problem with some of these numbers is occasionally they're wrong.
Yeah, they had a bit of a, there was a bit of a mea culpa from Stats New Zealand. Their food price index that they reported in January was wrong. It was too high. But just sort of bring it back in a more level, Mike. Inflation very much in the spotlight, given concerns about, you know, what impact a lift in oil price is going to have. But I just want to make a key point, Mike. What's important is that in a number of different jurisdictions at the moment, context is key. And that context is that inflation in places like the US and Australia and here is already elevated above target. That's very important. So any news on inflation, so we don't have any wriggle room. So any news on inflation closely monitored. Now, what we are talking about now, that Stats New Zealand yesterday released what they call the selected price indexes that gives us price development information on about 50% of what's included in the CPI. That CPI is only updated quarterly, so we get sort of a running total of the monthly changes. We tend to focus on food prices. Food prices make up 18.5% of the quarterly CPI. Index fell 0.1% in February, which sounds good, but the year-on-year move is an increase of 4.5%. So that's gone up from 4.2%. Now, food is one of the key areas where higher oil prices makes a difference almost straight away, because it's an input in getting it to your house from wherever it comes from. And yeah, I do worry a little bit about some of the, you know, fruit and veggies up 9.5%, meat, poultry and fish as a group up 7.5%. The thing is, Mike, food prices have been running at an annual percentage change rate above target, with the target for general inflation at 2%. Food prices have been running above this since December 2024, which makes inflation feel much more pointed, because last time I looked, everybody has to eat.
Correct.
Some, of course, of this is double-edged, isn't it? Because global prices for export commodities are pushing up prices. You said mince, I think sirloin steak, 21.5%. Chocolate up 20%. Coffee, that one worries me. Coffee up 10%. But another important food group, Mike, potato crisps, they're down 3%. And eggs are down 6.2. Yeah, there was a bit of a problem with that data. What I would say, though, is just generally these price pressures that were reported are a little bit stronger than expected. And we're going to see Q1 inflation is going to be close to 3%. What's happening in the rest of the year, though, and I think Mike Jones from the BNZ was on Ryan's show, is that you're now starting to get numbers in the high
threes
and possibly even 4%.
Yeah.
That's a headache for the RBA.
Well, it's a headache for them, but it's not as big a headache as it is for the RBA. What I found most interesting yesterday was the vote 5-4.
5-4 split. Now, the whole market had been saying they're going to go now, they're going to go at the next meeting. Well, when you've got a 5-4 split right now, it doesn't sound like it's that certain that they're going to go again. Very quickly, they're referencing higher oil prices. They're saying inflation's hit by greater capacity pressures. They're already talking about what's going to happen to the Middle East, and they're already talking about what's the real headache for them is the second round effects, is that you start to think, well, inflation's going to go up, and inflationary expectations, that's a worry for them.
Numbers, please.
So actually, markets are relatively stable overnight. So we're getting a bit fatigued. We're 2.5 weeks in, Mike, but actually markets relatively stable. Dow Jones up 0.3%, 147 points, 47,094. The S&P 500 up 0.43%, 6727, the mark there, and the NASDAQ also up 0.42%, 22,468. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.83%, 10,403. The Nikkei was down just small, 53,700. The Shanghai Composite lost 0.85%, 4049. The Aussies yesterday, actually, end of the day, the share market was up 0.36%, 8614, and we gained 18 points in the NZX 50, closing at 13,182. Kiwi dollar, 0.5859 against the US, 0.8249 against the Aussie, so not very strong there. 0.5082 euro, 0.4390 pounds, 93.11 Japanese yen. Gold, let's call it $5,000 an ounce. Brent crude, still above 100 bucks though, 102.66 as I look at it now.
Enjoy the day in Christchurch, Andrew Callaher, Shaw and Partners.